9 minutes past 11. Join in the conversation. 0808 100 96 96. This is an unsettling time for many people. People who are in debt, people who are concerned about finances, people who are self-employed. Caro Hart is Chief Executive of Telford & Wrekin Citizens Advice Bureau. Caro, thanks very much for joining us this morning. What sort of problems are people facing at this time that the CAB might be able to help them with?
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me on the show. We've noticed that there's been a huge upsurge in financial worries. Our national website in the last week has seen a 900% increase in people accessing the online advice about what happens if you can't pay your bills. And we know that people are claiming benefits, paid, and so on.
A 900% increase in people trying to find out what happens if you can't pay the bill.
Absolutely. And we also know that there's something like 900,000 extra claims for universal credit, which is the benefit most people will be entitled to. That's like 3/4 of the population of Birmingham all claiming all at once. And that shows how worried people are. And we're seeing that clients are being made redundant, that they are suddenly being laid off without any recourse. The government has got a scheme, of course, to help employers to keep people on, but not all employers are doing that. We're seeing a huge, huge issue with people claiming universal credit because, of course, the lines are so busy and there's quite a long wait for people, which ramps up the anxiety. So what we're trying to do locally, together with our sister Citizens Advice in Shropshire, is to provide access to the national advice line, but also local numbers you can ring to talk to local advisors. And I have to say, all of our staff are now working from home, and a lot of our volunteers are still helping with advice. So we're doing as much as we can for local people.
Exactly, because usually you'd have the office open, you'd have people coming in to see you. Clearly you can't do that at the moment, but you're still providing as much of a service as you can, just remotely.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got in Telford, we've got something like 8 outreaches plus our office at Tam Bank, all closed. Shropshire, similar picture. So we're encouraging people to contact us by email. And for us, that's case@telfordcab.co.uk. We're encouraging them to look online, but try and to have conversations with people who are worried and who can't kind of foozle their way through all of the online information, which seems to be changing almost hourly.
Is something that you guys do. You make sure you're on top of everything, but as you say, the information and the advice, by the time that it's, if you were going to work and then going home 9 to 5, by the time you go home in the evening, it's changed from what it was when you arrived.
Well, it has, but we're very, very lucky because we have the national team constantly putting things on both the public website but also on our own information pages. Our teams, we have established sort of Skype groups, and they're swapping information, making sure we're up to date with things. I mean, we'll know by Monday, for example, if credit card payments are frozen, which will be a big, big issue for people. And as soon as that comes in, we'll make sure our advisors know and they can talk to people about how to do that. In the meantime, we have debt advisors who can help if people are worried about credit card payments or household bills. We have people who can help, who can contact your landlord, who can help you to do so.
Yeah, this morning we've heard that the Financial Conduct Authority has suggested that people shouldn't be charged interest on the first £500 of existing overdrafts for 90 days. Also suggested repayments on loans and credit cards should be frozen for up to 3 months for those in trouble. If that goes through, that's going to take a weight off quite a few shoulders, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, there was some worry with the changes to overdraft rates anyway. But I think that will help. But I think there, for a lot of people, there are bigger problems about putting food on the table.
Yes.
And making the rent and so on. So, I mean, it will help because people have to prioritise their household costs at this time, you know, paying the electricity, paying the rent, and keeping food on the table.
We've mentioned universal credit already. There are many people who might never have imagined that they'd find themselves claiming benefit in their lives, who are now facing exactly that. Without going into, you know, specifics of individual cases, what could you say in general to people who might be in that position, that they need to know about the process, or just to kind of reassure them about how it works, if you can?
Well, yes. I mean, we've got an entire team who, both nationally and locally, who help people with that claims process. And there's a number which people can ring for help with that, which I'll tell you, and you can put on your website, is 0800 144 844. And then there'll be somebody to help them through that process, because a lot of people find that because it's mostly online, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
And also because the payments aren't immediate. They are 5 weeks from the claim. But there is a process whereby people can legitimately claim, get an advance on their benefits, and we can help them to do that if they're unsure about the process. We can help them to deal with their bills, particularly rent, in the meantime, and make sure everybody's informed that they are claiming.
Other people who are concerned about the situation, self-employed people, freelancers. Mm-hmm. There was, but the Chancellor made some, included self-employed people in the assistance that the government's providing. That may not come into force until June, which leaves some people worrying what they're going to do for the next couple of months.
It does, and we know that businesses and charities are biting the dust because of it. It's, I think, very much poorer as a society. But universal credit is there. It is possible to get it. And hopefully, with help from the not having to pay the credit card for a few months and so on, people will get through. But if people are desperate, there are some ways they can get help. I mean, the bank is continuing to help people, and our office continue to help people to get food parcels. We're also there's been a good number of donations as well, people thinking of others at this time. Mm. So a shout out to Telford Food Bank, to all the other food banks who are still carrying on to help those people who are the most desperate.
One of the things that's emerged over the last couple of days is the way charities are really on the ropes at the moment because of this, at a time when some of them are most particularly needed.
Well, exactly. Certainly the voluntary sector as a whole is beginning to help its own, or has always helped its own, but is beginning to really offer help and support for the smaller groups that perhaps are having some trouble. There is funding out there, but it's having the ability to apply for that. But it, you know, even a little bit of funding can get some of these groups through. I mean, as ever, we are so reliant on our volunteers and our supporters to donate, to help, to get involved. And as we've seen with the NHS volunteer programme, people are stepping up in huge numbers. So you will survive. We will survive.
Caro, thank you very much for being with us on the programme this morning. I reckon the fact that you exist and that you are still doing what you do is going to at least, you know, reassure quite a lot of people. If people want to get in touch with CAB, you're from Telford and Wrekin CAB, but there's Shropshire CAB as well, as we mentioned. If people want to get in touch with CAB for assistance, then what are the best ways of them doing that?
Well, the national line, citizensadvice.org.uk, that is a national website. the details are on websites like Live Well Telford, of how you can contact both us and other organisations. And if you look on our website, which is Citizens Advice Telford and the Rekin, you can be guided through to the national resources and the local resources.
Okay. Caro Hart, TV executive of Telford and Rekin CAB. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just we'll let you have a couple of phone numbers. The one that Caro mentioned to do with Universal Credit, if you need some help kind of talking through the Universal Credit process, that number is 0800. It's a national number. The CAB people nationally will help you with the Universal Credit application process. 0800 144 8444. Okay, 0800 144 844, and if you want to get in touch with CAB, call 0300 330 1165. Okay, that's the inquiry line, 0300 330 1165. Huge thanks to Caro Hart from Telford and Rekin CAB for helping us with that, and it's